This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. Second show of the year. We are doing fantastic, hoping to make this year fantastic too. Hey, I know a lot of people call me about my sponsors. I want you to go to cityofcs.com. Always have that website in your ear, cityofcs.com. Find out about our wonderful sponsors, which is American Liberty Mortgage, Preferred Provider List, and the Brat Shop. Again, go to cityofcs.com to find all about it. So, another year. Did you make a New Year's resolution? I'm not one for making New Year's resolutions, but what I try to do all year is get rid of stuff. I don't like stuff. I don't like clutter. And a lot of my friends and realtors and clients that I talk to, they're doing the same thing. They're getting rid of stuff. So this is a great time of year to get rid of stuff, right? It's the beginning of the year. And so hopefully at the end of the year, you're going to have a lot less stuff. Now, if you've inherited a lot of stuff like I did, it might take you a lot of time to get rid of this stuff. But if you look around your home, you probably have knickknacks that collect dust and really don't have any meaning to you, that sort of thing. I just really want to encourage you to get rid of clutter and get rid of stuff. You can always give it to nonprofits. You can give it to the Salvation Army. You can give it to Goodwill. Get a tax write-off, hopefully, right? But don't throw it in the trash. Always recycle. That's my motto anyways. Recycle your stuff. So a lot of clients, they ask me when they're getting ready to sell their home, what's the trends? What's going on? What's out? What's in? And even though I know what I like, sometimes I'm really surprised when I go to the parade of homes and I see different type of decor, different type of hardware, and thinking, wow, that's coming back. Hey, you know what they say? If you hang on things long enough, they'll come back in style, right? So I still have my Sal Oxfords from high school, so I'm waiting to see if they ever come back in style. So I would never consider myself as an interior designer, but I have somebody in the studio that is. Hello, Christine DeLacio. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Now, you have been in the business for how long?
39 years this month.
Right here in Colorado, right?
Right here in Colorado, the Front Range area.
That's a long time.
It is.
So you know your stuff, so that's why I have you in the studio with me today.
Thank you.
So let's talk about paint color.
Okay.
You know, so many trends. You know, it has been gray for such a long time. I'm not partial to gray. I never have been. Now, some of the gray tones could even look blue, but I'll never forget about 3, maybe 4 years ago, I walked into a parade of homes house with some fellow realtors. I couldn't go in. The floors were gray. The walls were gray. Now, I was a nurse, so I've seen cadavers, and that's what it reminded me of. I'm a type of person, I love brightness, but it was a big trend. And my question to you is, gray still in or is it out?
Well, gray is on the way out, and we are seeing less and less of it. And the color that is replacing gray is blue.
It is blue.
We are seeing all facets of blue, all different shades and hues, and we're mixing them all together. Gray is starting to fade. So
okay.
It's a nice
that makes
new trend.
Me happy. That makes me happy. Of course, we're still probably going to see the colors that might, you know, look like gray, but they have a blue background to them, I'm guessing. And everything is subjective, is it not? I mean, some of you might see blue and some of you might see gray, right?
It depends upon the light in the room also.
There you go.
And the other colors that are adjacent to it.
Oh, okay. The furnishings, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
To make it pop, that sort of thing. I'm happy.
So am I.
Maybe I can go to Parade of Homes this year and not go, oh, gray again.
You will see a ton of blue. And
okay.
The same thing goes for fashion. So
okay.
When you and I go out to the different
right.
stores, we're going to see a lot of clothing that has the blue in it.
Okay. All right. So when I think of blue, I also think that white goes with blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of nautical.
Right.
That's just what's up in my head. And being that I have family in Hilton Head, South Carolina, so that's what I'm thinking, nautical, right?
It's perfect.
Right, that sort of thing. All right. But it can still go here in the mountains, of course, too, blue. So I'm really going to look forward to that. And I'm also going to give the hint to my sellers also mm-hmm. that blue is in.
Yes.
Okay.
And so what they're doing now is they're starting to have that gray with the blue. So
oh.
it's a slow release of that going away.
Okay.
And, you know, bringing the blue in just gradually. And you can use other colors with the blue.
Got it.
So
white. Yeah, that's
white,
what I would use.
Basically, a lot of colors go with the blue.
Oh, sure. Yellow.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Depends upon the room that we're doing.
Sure. So would a person even consider painting the exterior of the home blue and their interior blue?
Well, as a realtor for you,
yeah.
Blue is the hardest color to sell a house.
Yeah.
Okay. And blue in a kitchen, guess what? Blue is an appetite suppressant.
So I might need blue.
If you want to lose weight, go ahead and paint your kitchen blue. But
wow.
They are starting to incorporate blue cabinetry along with the gray, or blue cabinetry with the white, because white cabinets are also fading. They're not as popular. And I know people are going to go, I just put a white kitchen in. Yeah, but...
Okay, yes. But don't freak out about it.
Don't
it's
freak
okay.
out. It's okay. It's just a trend. And that's one of the things that I wanted to get across to mm-hmm. your viewers, is that it's your home and you have to feel comfortable in it. That is
sure.
your sanctuary.
Sure.
Being knowledgeable about the trends is great.
Right.
But as far as what you feel in your heart and what makes you comfortable, that's very personal.
So I have a client who is a home builder. He doesn't do very many homes a year, but he didn't consult me with the exterior paint, and I drove up and it was blue. And I went, oh my gosh, no. He goes, what's wrong? He goes, I thought it looked nice. No. I said, it's blue on the exterior is very dated and it doesn't look like a brand new home. So he did repaint it. So that was a nice thing. So yeah, I think I've pretty much always known that blue on the exterior is just not, it's dated. It is dated. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about countertops. A lot of people ask me about countertops. Now, for me, I'm not really into granite. I never have been. And that's because it's very porous. And just, you have to get it treated, of course. You have to get it finished. And that's something you probably need to do every year, or at least every 2 years. Okay, I get that. Quartz. I love quartz. People are asking me about butcher block countertops. So what's your thought on that? I mean, I guess it would depend upon the architecture of the home. So if you got a cabin out in the mountains, right, would a person want to do butcher block then?
That would work well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I still prefer quartz. That is a fabulous material to work with. And they're coming out with so many new designs now.
Oh, yeah.
So unlike granite, where if you have a small space, you don't want a lot of movement in that granite. And then the other thing you can do too, to save a little bit of money, is to get remnants. So if you're doing a bathroom with just a small amount of space for the countertop, a remnant will definitely get the job done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we're talking like let's say an early 1900 home, okay, and they're remodeling it, but they want to keep the character of the home, would you still consider quartz?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Why not? Makes it looks
because
nice
it's
and fresh.
Just so easy to work with and to do everything else along with it mm-hmm. to complete the room.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about cabinetry these days? I mean, is there certain types of woods that is the trend these days?
There's a trend, and this is going to just blow your mind.
Okay.
Black cabinets are coming in. Now, I don't know if I would like to have black cabinets in my kitchen, but, wood is also coming back. And as I said before, the white cabinets are starting to fade.
So
now.
Completely opposite. So mm-hmm. black, that's even darker than mahogany, even,
black,
probably, right?
Just,
just plain old black.
Just black cabinetry.
Huh.
And I think it's great to incorporate that maybe in an island and then have the wood.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have everything black, and then with the quartz countertop to give a nice contrast.
That's really different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever seen black. Well, yes, I have seen black cabinetry, but it's been in an office.
It's not out yet.
Yeah, I've seen them in offices,
yeah.
But it's like those IKEA sort of things.
Yeah, these are designer secrets.
Right, okay, gotcha. So you might be seeing that during the parade of homes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's very, very interesting. So if you put all this in your mind, so if you already have black cabinetry, what color of quartz would you have?
I would do something light. to get a nice contrast, because you really don't want to have a dark kitchen.
No.
And also keep in mind the size of your kitchen and the light exposure, how many windows you have in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And the type of window treatments you have on the windows.
That makes perfect sense. We're going to take a short break and listen to our wonderful sponsors. When we come back, Christine's going to continue to talk about trends, what's out and what's in, and what's going to help you sell your home this summer. Please come on back, listen and learn. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family, has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I've got Christine DeLacio. She is an interior designer. I call her a great interior decorator, too. And we've been talking about trends, what's out and what's in. And just to recap, you highly recommend quartz countertops. And you said that black cabinetry is coming in style. We're not seeing it now, but we'll probably see it parade of homes, I'm guessing. What about hardware? Okay, let me just give you a scoop here. And I think you and I talked on the phone about this. When I went to the parade of homes this year, I was really surprised to see gold fixtures back. I was like, oh, no. And I called you and you go, yeah. So is brushed nickel still okay?
Yes.
Brush, thank you.
Brush nickel is fine. That's going to be around for a while, because I know a lot of us have done some remodeling.
Yes.
And that cost money.
It sure did.
So, you know.
Right. So that's going to be okay.
But the brushed brass.
Okay.
Okay. Is in, and it's in all over the place now.
Wow. So brass is coming back, huh?
Brass is coming back, and you're going to see that in your faucets and your handles
stuff
on your cabinetry. And then as long as we're talking about the handles on cabinets, they are going to be minimal. They're not going to be big, so they're going to almost be hidden. So they're not going to be as noticeable.
Okay.
So that's another little trend that's coming down.
Yeah, for us who paid big bucks to have the house remodeled.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But you know, trends are just like everything else. They go in and go out of style. And by the time I got sick of what I had, now it's going out of style. Oh, well, I'll just have to deal with it. So what about appliances? Is stainless steel still in, or what's in?
Yes, stainless steel is still in. They are coming out with a matte black appliance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other day I was just looking through a magazine and they had everything, you know, just kind of like a stainless type look for their cabinets, but there was an orange refrigerator and very contemporary. So just hold on to your hats, because this is a very different look, and they're bringing back a vintage look in appliances.
Yes.
And then the other color that is popular, not yet here in the Springs, it's called Sunset Bronze. Now, that color I love. It is so sunset beautiful.
Bronze.
Yes.
That's interesting.
It goes great with earth tone colors and very soothing. And I think it's beautiful.
So, you know, Christine, there's this one company, they're very retro and they make appliances. It'll take you back to like the 50s and 60s. It's called Big Chill. And they're made here in Colorado, state of Colorado. Not very reasonably priced, but so cool. So I have a friend in New Mexico who ordered these appliances, and wow, it just took me back, you know, to like the 60s. But they're very functional and energy saving, and yeah, it just takes you back. So that sort of thing, that sort of trend, you know, kind of, I guess, you know, even though it's not modern per se, but it's retro. So would you say retro can be very modern also?
Yes, it can.
Okay.
Because they are going back to that Art Deco look too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That is so very cool. So maybe other manufacturers will get on the bandwagon so it won't be so expensive. But you know, if you want to look, the Big Chill's what's called, .com, bigchill.com in Colorado. You can look at their appliances. But yeah, it's just fun. It's just fun to see.
If nothing else, it's a great conversation piece.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah, his refrigerator opened up like the old type, you know, from the top, and you bring it down, you know, and it was just a lot of fun, and the stove, and even the dishwasher just looked really cool. And the colors that he has are like a turquoise blue, and he has a very Southwest looking home with the Vigas, and I really enjoyed it. It made me smile. So blinds or drapes?
Well, let's just put it this way: both.
Okay.
Okay, because there are so many different types of wonderful window treatments out there. You mm-hmm. have, you know, the silhouettes and the vignettes. And the vignettes are more of a Roman shade, which is just mm-hmm. fabulous. And then people are pairing that with side panels. So instead of doing a full closure drapery of, you know, many years ago, they're doing the side panels and then the wonderful window treatments.
Happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can combine both of them together.
Most definitely. And it gives a very warm look instead of being so sterile.
Right.
As just having blinds up.
So when I think of drapes, I think of my mother's very heavy, gold, ornate drapes.
Well, take that out of your mind, because we have beautiful hardware that goes with that.
Definitely.
And very contemporary looking finials. And it looks really sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are different things that you can do with those side panels.
Uh-huh.
You can have different fabrics. In other words, having 3/4 of it be one fabric and then 1/4 at the bottom be another color. So there are ways to incorporate the room so it looks well put together.
Okay. So you've worked with many, many clients because you've been in business for so long. How do you help people get back into, you know, get their homes updated to look fresh? Do you go with them to like maybe even a furniture store to order furniture to get that certain fabric?
Are we looking for people who are staying in their home or mm-hmm. selling
a
home?
Yeah, people are staying in the home.
Consultation would help mm-hmm. and just take them over to the showroom and ask them how do they want to feel in that room. And mm-hmm. I like doing one room at a time instead of, you know, going all over and
that's
doing
a
little bit here and there.
Sure.
So, but yes, we just find out what their needs are and then make a master plan and then work that plan. And before you know it, the room is stunning.
Now, does redecorating have to be expensive?
Only if you want it to be.
Okay. So you work with all kinds of
that's
budgets,
right.
all types of budgets,
mm-hmm.
and can lead them in the right direction, so to speak.
Always. Right? Always.
So what is give me a demographic of your client.
Someone in their 60s who their children are off, you know, having, you know, their own lives, and they feel that it's time for them and that they want to do the things that they want to do and have the house look the way they want to live in the house now. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know,
getting to know their personalities.
I love seeing the beautiful smiles on their faces.
And I imagine you get clients who are like, oh, I really don't want you to see my house, but that's why you're here. You're here to freshen it up and you're here to help me. I go into a lot of outdated homes and, they want to freshen it up to sell the home. But, you know, we are running out of time now for this show. Can you come back next week?
Of course.
So we can talk about getting your house ready to sell, the do's and don'ts. Obviously, you're probably not going to redecorate per se, but you're going to make some changes to get your house on the market. Because honestly and truly, nobody wants to see an outdated home. Not if they're paying top dollar. They just don't. So would you come back?
Yes, I'll be delighted.
Great. And in the interim, how can people reach you?
719-533-0802.
And your website is?
LifestyleDesignsCO.com.
Again, Christine's number is 719-533-0802. Go to her website, LifestyleDesignsCO.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. So when you're thinking of a home, there's so much to think about. Just think about what Christine and I were just talking about, right? So is your home ready to show? When should you get it on the market? And what realtors should you use? I think that's probably the most important thing is to think about your realtor. What's important? Finding a realtor, first of all, you want to make sure that they are actually a realtor, not just a real estate agent. If you want to know the difference, call me about that, 719-641-1357. But also, you want to check to see how much are their fees. You know, at City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we are known for our flat listing fee. We are the original flat listing fee company here in Colorado Springs. So if you want to save big bucks by listing your home with us, we'd love to meet with you. Go to our website, cityofcs.com, to find out more about it, or give me a call, 719-641-1357. And if you're thinking about buying a home, we can help you there too. Do you know that we give back 25% of our commission back to you, the buyer, to use toward your down payment or toward your closing costs? Who else does that? Nobody does. Go to cityofcs.com, find out all about it, or give me a call, 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com and be sure you go to The Brat Shop Facebook page and please like it. That's The Brat Shop, shoppe.com, and embrace the legacy. Well, I better go out and sell some real estate. And Christine, you probably have some clients to go and check out. So I leave you with this. Please arrive alive. Don't text and drive. And remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions, with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I have interior designer Christine DeLassia on the show again. This time we're going to be discussing getting your home ready to sell, what to do and what not to do. Please tune in, listen and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.